This is a very special victory for us. Not just because it's a playoff win and we get a chance to advance, which is the most important part, because of who it comes against, which is our most respected rival. Couple things to note. Five sacks. Five sacks against the number two offense in the league, okay? Our pass rush. And did a great job. And even Ben got out and still made some plays, especially in the first half. That's how tough he is to keep in there. Our guys kept him in there for the most part and got him down for the most part. I thought Dean did a great job of putting together the game plan against this offense. Pressures, coverages. And then Spags, as far as executing the offense and coaching our defensive backs. Our DBs played tremendously well. Webby. Rashawn playing corner against these wide receivers. Our safeties in the back end keeping things in front and on top, with the exception of one big play, which is a tremendous catch by Antonio Brown. So I thought those guys did a great job. Joe Flacco, what can you say? I think he had a perfect quarterback rating in the third quarter. You know, that's playoff football. That's Joe Flacco. He's the best quarterback in football. We'll take him any day of the week, twice on Sunday or Saturday night, if that be the case. Fourth and one, Joe getting the first down was big. And then the last thing, despite, you know, the time of possession in the first half, the fact that we had the lead was big. I thought our guys did a great job of taking advantage of their opportunities. Okay?
Trent, your thoughts on the offensive line in particular, Fletcher Assembly performed in this game?
Right. Well, you know, he must have played really well because you're bringing it up. You know, I don't have a very good vantage point, but I did see one time where James Hurst happened to get beat inside and KO came over there and just clocked the guy. That kind of helped, you know, helping each other out. Juan did a great job. Those guys played really well. And, you know, we had a tough matchup inside. I mean, Jeremy Zutaw is going against a heck of a nose guard, Darren. And he made a couple plays and knocked us back early. But Jeremy evened that thing out toward the end. I thought Gary called a great game. Kept him off balance. Did a great job with pass protections of neutralizing some of their pressures. We picked up a lot of the middle dog crosses, the middle backer stuff, and their loaded pressures throughout the course of the game. We didn't get them all, but we got a lot of them. I thought Gary did a great job keeping them off balance.
What do you see in Joe that changes in January?
I think Joe's a great quarterback every month. You know, I really do. You know, I believe that. You know, but it's a tough football game. Joe is resilient. Joe does not get rattled easily. You know, Joe can have a bad series like they all do and come off and gather himself and come out and play the next series well. That's probably his greatest trait. He can throw the ball, too, really well. That helps.
What do you think of that evolution? You've seen him extend plays. I mean, was it that one play where it looked like he was going to get tackled in the backfield?
That's a great point. I mean, you know, the thing that's toughest to defend about the offense we're playing against is the extended plays. And Joe has really developed that over the last couple of years. We talked about that earlier in the year as well. But he made extended plays today, and the touchdown pass, obviously, to Torrey being the biggest one, was a great play.
What do you think about Terrell Suggs catching his knee?
Greatest catch in football. Never seen a greater catch. I'm telling you, I just gave him the game ball for the greatest catch in the history of football. I tossed it to him. What happened, you think?
Dropped.
He dropped it. He caught the one that mattered. Clutch. That was kind of the game plan. We wanted to come here and go after the game. You know, we didn't want to play scared, so to speak. The call to throw it in the end zone was Gary's call. It was a great call. We were, you know, a hair's breadth away from putting the game away right there. So he did a great job with that. And the quarterback sneak, you know, Joe's done a really good job. Our center and guards have done a great job with quarterback sneaks all year.
John, you and this team have been one of the best at winning on the road. Is that the type of mentality you have to win on the road and play?
We've been on the road a lot in the playoffs. Maybe that's it. You know, to win on the road, you got to be on the road.
Right.
So we've had plenty of opportunities, but I'm proud of our guys. Our guys are, you know, we gave them a T-shirt this week, faith and guts. You know, and I'd probably throw fortitude in there. But faith in one another, faith in themselves, faith in the Lord above, you know, you know, you have each other's back and you keep fighting for one another and you don't let adversity get you down. When things go the wrong way, you know, you stick together and come out and keep fighting. Our guys have done that all year. And, you know, over time that pays off.
You know, the importance of holding the field goals early,
yeah.
And also Nada and Williams up
front. Yeah, Nada, we played a lot of split safety coverage. So those guys did a really good job of stopping the run. They bled us in there a few times. You know, we get frustrated when they run for an inch on us. And they had some 5, 6, 7 yard runs in there that we weren't happy about. But that's because we were playing with two safeties, and our front seven and front six had to play the run, and those guys did a really good job with it. We said if they don't score touchdowns, they aren't going to win. We felt like we'd move the ball and score touchdowns. So our guys did a good job of that, with the exception the one trip down there.
Hey, John, you and Joe have been to the playoffs now six times, and you've won the first game every time. Is there something, is it preparation? What is that? Maybe anything you put your finger on?
Yeah, if we said something like that, we'd be taking credit for it. You know, there's really no credit to be taken. It's just guys have come out and we've played well. Just like we played our best football game of the year right here. And I think it's because of what we've been through all year, the way we've stuck together all year, had each other's back, maintained our faith. That's what's made the difference for us.
John, you've been reminded, I think, pretty much every day this week that you hadn't beaten the Steelers in the playoffs.
We were reminded of that a lot, yes.
Now, does this playoff win make it any special that they are your biggest rival that you beat?
It makes it special because of who they are. You know, how much respect we have for them, you know. How much we like them. We like them all, you know, professionally and personally. We like them. So, and we appreciate playing against them. And it was a great win for that reason.
Coach, seeing all those purple jerseys out in the stands and hearing the O during the national anthem, you can tell some people made the trip. Yeah, what's that mean for you and the team?
It does. It's a tough stadium to get a ticket into. I know that for our fans, you know, and they did a good job of finding a way in here. And then to see them ring in the bottom part of the stadium, like you said, the O, it was very meaningful for our guys.
The response after four set fumble, they scored a touchdown to get right back in the game, but then you guys, I think, you know, got points in their next two drives and then forced the turnover.
Well, we've talked a lot about that. I mean, it's football. You know, if you when they make a play, you've got to respond and make a play. You can't let them stack you can't let them stack momentum on you. When you score, you need to get a stop and then go score and extend the lead. Those are things that we talk about a lot. It's common sense, but it's important, and our guys have done a good job of that.
Talk about Owen Daniels, the guy who's probably played even a bit more than expected, but could have gone down. He seems like he keeps rising.
Owen, thanks. I mean, guys, there's so many guys you hard to mention, but Owen made some huge plays for us, a couple big third down catches and runs for us. He's been doing that all year. At this stage of his career, for him to have the year he's had is just phenomenal. Anybody else I'm forgetting?
John, you mentioned a few times the adversity your team has gone through and how you stuck together and had each other's back. How did you manage that?
I appreciate that, but really, our guys stand on a rock solid foundation of character. You know, we really do. We have a lot of good people, and they love one another, and they believe in one another, and they're just very determined that, you know, when things go the wrong way, it's an opportunity to step up and do the right thing.
All right.
All right, thanks.